I know you've got a good reason for wearing that hat.
You bet I do. Protection from these homecoming roughhousers. You know, last year, I was standing right here when I was clobbered by a corn cob.
So, what time are we gonna hit the road for D.C.?
6 o'clock.
So your parents don't mind?
Well, Mom was cool until I mentioned the word freaknik.
Now, that was your first mistake. You should have told her it was just an outdoor concert.
I did. That made it worse. She was at Woodstock. But then she mellowed out when I told her your dad was a cop and he said you could go. Your dad did say it was okay for you to go, didn't he?
He didn't say it wasn't.
Well, what did he say exactly?
Nothing. I didn't ask.
Why not?
Because I knew what he'd say and how loud he'd say it.
Well, maybe we should just stay here. It is homecoming.
Oh, homecoming is just the same faces as last year. Only a year older. Come on. Beatnik is going to be live. Bobby Brown, Heavy D, 2 days of nonstop music, food.
Men.
Excuse me, Colonel Taylor. Yes. I was in your calculus class 6 years ago.
Ah, yes, I remember the face. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you always called on me. You never let me give up, even if I started to cry. Yeah. I'll never forget the experience.
Well, thank you.
Because of you, I dropped out of school for 2 years. What? You nearly ruined my life. I can't even date men who wear uniforms.
Well, I guess you need this more than I do.
Kim, the Art Society float is a shoo-in for first prize. Why, it's more than just a float. It's a flotacular. And all I'm asking you to do is drive the darn thing.
I told you I am going to the Freaknik this weekend.
You ready?
Very.
Okay, Kim, if you don't drive my float, then I'll have to drive it. And then there'll be no Venus de Milo waving in the crowd.
Venus doesn't have any arms.
That's what's so special about it.
Well, Venus. Oh, here's a number where we'll probably be staying.
Probably be staying?
Where's your sense of adventure?
Are you saying we might not have a place to sleep?
Freddie, if we have time to sleep, we're doing something wrong.
So, this is how you show your appreciation after all the things that I've done for you. Hello?
Who's that?
Just a minute. Kim?
Hello? Dad? Good? Fine. My plans for this weekend? Well, it's homecoming here, and... But Freddie and I are going to Washington. Students from all over are going. But I already bought my ticket for the Freaknik. Why not? Nothing's gonna happen. All right. All right. I won't go. I hear you. I won't go. Love you, too. Bye.
Let's go! Didn't your dad just say that you couldn't
go? Yeah, he did.
Or maybe we shouldn't go.
Yes, we should go. Whitley will cover for me.
Oh, Whitley will do no such thing. Whitley is always covering for you. Kim's in the lab. Kim's in the lab. Kim's in the lab.
Your parents probably think you're having an affair with a laboratory rat.
They'll be thrilled. He's in medicine.
Baby, you have the kind of face I could wake up to in the morning and your eggs will be cooked just the way you like them.
I like mine scrambled.
Leave me alone. I'm preparing for homecoming.
Talking to women like that, I hope you prepared to get beat up.
Trust me, the football players won't be the only ones scoring this weekend.
Ron, your attitudes about women haven't changed since junior high school.
That's because I've known everything there is to know about women since the 8th grade.
Well, I guess that is all you need to know for the kind of women you bring over here.
And pray tell, what is that supposed to mean?
And put to you like this.
Yes?
Any woman that I meet tonight will have the ability to complete a sentence.
Well, all I can tell you is talk is cheap.
And so are your women.
Wait, some of my women have been very nice to us. Sherry even cooked for you.
Therein lies the crux of your problem. A woman warms up your socks and a few leftovers and you think you're in love.
Well, if she can do all that, why shouldn't I love her?
Ron, a relationship should take longer to develop than a Polaroid. You have to talk to women. You have to learn to appreciate and respect them.
Well, while I'm out cuddling women, you'll be respecting and appreciating the vacuum.
I know you won't be alone. You'll just apply your usual standard. Go ugly early.
Now, when have you ever seen me with an ugly woman? Recently.
That's only because you stopped bringing the ugly ones home.
Excuse me.
Anna, wait a minute. Don't tell me where I've seen you before. The cover of Black Enterprise.
No.
The June issue of Ebony Man.
Well, thank you, but wrong again. Mr. Reese, Kim's father?
Ah. Then I have seen you before on our bedroom wall.
And you must be Whitley.
I must be.
Yes. Kimmy told me quite a bit about you this summer. We hoped you'd pay us a visit.
Oh, well, I don't do that much domestic traveling. I mean, traveling. What brings you to Hillman?
Well, I had a law enforcement conference over in Richmond, so I decided I would surprise Kimmy.
Well, I guarantee you she'll be surprised. Because I'm not even Kim, and I'm surprised.
Well, could you go up and tell her to come down?
Of course I could.
Just don't tell her why.
No, that ruined a surprise. Yes, Kim Reese, please. No, that's Kim, not Tim. Well, where is she? There certainly is a message. You tell her to bring her freaknik fanny home or it's fried. I'm sorry, but I could have sworn she was upstairs. She must have left early for the game. Hyper little thing.
Well, that's my killing. You know, I remember the day I took her to her first Cleveland Brown football game. 6 o'clock in the morning, that little five-year-old sat at the foot of the bed, all bundled up in her hat and coat, saying, Daddy, 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 we're going to miss the kickoff.
Oh, well, so are we. I'd love to chat with you, but I'm starring in the Art Society Halftime Flotacular. I'm Venus de Milo.
Interesting concept.
And I wouldn't want you to miss it. If I have this extra ticket for the game, why don't you use it? I'm sure you'll see Kim there.
Well, thank you very much. And we'll look forward to seeing you on that float.
I'll be the one going.
Hi there. I'd like to invite you to an open house. Mine. Hi there. I'd like to invite
you to an open house. You talked to me already.
Nice to see you again.
That's so funny.
This whole homecoming scene is like a feeding frenzy. Everybody's on the make here.
Yeah. There's even some dork in a hat who keeps dangling the keys to his apartment in my face.
You know, it's little dorks like that with the tied lines that make us all seem like insensitive jerks.
You don't all seem so insensitive.
Oh, thank you.
My name is Dwayne Wayne.
Hi, Melissa Swayze.
Melissa.
Hello. Where the hell are you? You should have been here driving that float. The boy I had ran right into the goalpost. And where's your Hillman sweatshirt? No. I'm trying to create a diversion for your father. Oh, yes, your daddy. Remember him? I've been tap dancing for the man since 11 a.m. That's right. So you better skedaddle on back here, put your pedal to the metal, and don't even think about putting on that brake.
Whitley.
Hello, Detective Race. I bet Kim was happy to see you, just like old times. Father, daughter, the old gridiron.
Actually, I didn't find her. I was hoping she'd be here.
No, sorry. But she has been here because she wore this to the game. Oh, look, a note. Dearest Whitley, congratulations on your extremely innovative float. You made a lovely Venus de Milo. Your adoring roomie, Kimberly. And that's sweet.
That's sweet.
Well, I'll be happy to escort you through the entire campus if that's what it takes to find her.
Oh, no, that won't be necessary.
Oh, I insist. In fact, we can start with the sculpture garden. You'll be very impressed with the statuary.
Now, do you really think we'll find Kim there?
It's a very popular gathering spot after a football game.
Uh-huh. Whitley, you might want to change. I wouldn't want a bird to mistake you for a statue.
For a while. In fact, I brought in the suggestione box. It was my suggestione. Is it? It's Italian. You probably knew that.
No, but I'm catching on fast.
Yes. Well, there's one of Kimmy's little friends.
Hey, Whitley. Sorry you fell off of that float.
Where's my daughter?
I think that's her going to the restroom. Kimmy! Yeah.
Whitley, she's not on this campus. She's in Washington, D.C., isn't she?
I do have the right to remain silent.
Now is not the time to exercise that right.
I begged Kimberly not to go to Washington. I really did. If these two people had been doing their jobs, I wouldn't have been forced to elasticize the truth.
Clinton Reese, Kim's father.
Oh, how you doing? I'm Walter Oaks, the resident director, and this is... Jaleesa Vincent, the resident assistant.
Excuse me, it's nice to meet you.
Is there a problem?
Yes. I've been running up blind alleys all day long, chasing after my daughter thanks to this young lady.
I think Kim went to a concert in Washington.
Yes, after I told her not to go.
Excuse me, sir. With all due respect, Kim is very responsible.
Dad! What a surprise!
And where have you been?
Walter, I think the two of them need to talk. We better get ready for the alumni reception.
Yes, it is getting late, and they are not getting any younger. Yes.
I was working at the Pit.
So, the Pit has a franchise in Washington.
Huh. Got a little grass in my teeth from that float accident.
Sir, it's all my fault. I'm Freddie Brooks. And I forced Kim to take me to Washington. I'd never seen the Washington Monument.
Not now, Freddie.
It's nice to meet you.
Well, I'll be in our room. If you need me.
Dad, I'm sorry.
I'm sure you are, now that you've been caught.
I didn't mean to disobey you.
I know. On your way to the stadium, you made a wrong turn into the parking lot, and the next thing you knew, you were boogieing with Barbara Bush.
I already had plans to go. People were counting on me.
And I never would have known, right? I'm in Ohio.
Dad, if you had just told me that you were coming, this wouldn't have happened.
I told you not to go. That should have been enough. No, you lied to me and run off, and you had a perfectly good homecoming right here on your own campus.
But I went to homecoming here last year.
You keep this up, and you might be going to homecoming at Ohio State.
Dad, I don't want to break the rules, but it's hard not to when there are so many of them, and they haven't changed since I was 12.
And they're certainly not going to change now.
I'm 19 years old.
Oh, so you know everything. Let me tell you something, lady. There's a whole world out there that you know nothing about. I see more in a day than...
I know a lot more than you think I do.
Since you left home, I don't recognize you anymore. You used to do what you were told.
Dad, nothing is going to happen to me.
You're damn right, because I'm not going to let it. Now, you go upstairs and get ready. We are going out to dinner. Now?
Yes, Dad. Were you serious when you said you wanted to grow up to be Spider-Man?
Oh, baby, would I lie to you about something like that?
Then I'll let you in on a little secret of mine.
Yeah?
I've always had this hidden desire to kiss Spider-Man.
Live the dream. Nikki, this is Dwayne and
Melissa.
Melissa. Have a seat, Nikki. Yeah. Hey, Ron, it's a little stuck in here, don't you think? Yeah, go open the window.
I think it'd be better if I took a step out onto the terrace for some fresh air. Would you join me?
Y'all excuse us. I won't be a minute.
You got to take that broad someplace else.
Oh, no. All you're gonna do is talk.
Who said all talk?
You did.
I said I would talk first.
Need I remind you that my John Hancock is on the lease, you're not yours?
I knew it would come to this one.
Besides, my baby's finer than yours.
How can you tell? She has on so much makeup, I'm surprised she can hold her head up without a neck brace.
Well, how does your lady hold her head up with that four-ton weave she got in her head?
No. It's not a weave. I already checked, okay?
Yeah.
Check. Look, we'll just have to settle this like adults.
Fine.
Flip a coin.
Good.
Call it.
Hell, I'm a gracious winner. You got 5 minutes to get out of here with her.
Oh, man, I get first dibs on a cold shower.
Bump that. I had to work a lot harder to get Mickey over here.
I thought her name was Nikki.
Whatever.
Well, you missed a homecoming party that was completely out of control. Ron Johnson hit on me 3 times and didn't even realize who I was. Guess dinner with Dad didn't go all that great, huh?
Dad had a great meal. Roast tail of Kim.
Dick Spencer was a little peeved.
A little? I'm not going to Freddy's for Thanksgiving. I'm going home. At Christmas, I can forget the Winter Carnival. Because I'm going home. And when I get home, I won't be able to leave home. The operative word here is home.
Don't you think you're exaggerating just a little bit?
You don't know my dad. I'm always going to be his little girl. My brothers can go to Peru as long as they put gas in the car. I can't even go to the corner.
You're not missing much.
What?
Peru, it's nothing there but stinky little llamas and straw hats.
He's never gonna let me grow up.
Daddies are just protective of their little girls.
I'm not a little girl!
I can't kiss that booger.
But I'm careful. I'm responsible. I get my
work. Excuse me. There was last year's brush with Senor Stork.
Oh, thank God he doesn't know about that.
Well.
And whose side are you on, anyway?
Yours.
Thank you.
And his.
Because you don't know what it's like.
No, I don't. To get my parents' attention, I had to set my nanny on fire.
You're kidding.
Don't believe me, then. You know, Kim, that man still remembers taking you to your first football game when you were 5 years old.
I spent the entire game on his shoulders. It was windy up there.
Your daddy just really...
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Fine. You know, Kim, you would have loved growing up in my household. My parents were always traveling, and they gave me all the freedom I ever wanted. And tons of hotel soap.
Hotel soap?
And restaurant matches. Which came in handy when it came to my nanny.
You really set your nanny on fire?
No, just her clothes. While she was still in them.